Graham, and this is some pretty good news. You may have remembered that last week we brought you a story about 114 million rand jackpot, an Ituba jackpot that had not been won. And we had a conversation with Ituba, the lottery company, which essentially is the operator. And they told us all about this individual who had bought a ticket in Roodepoort at a little cafe there, I think. And essentially, this person just didn't by that time seem to know that they were a winner. But News 24 has told us that the winner has been found, and the woman who is 114 million rand richer is a 35-year-old woman from Soweto. We understand that she's a mom. I believe she has about four children. And what a fantastic thing that she just seems to have taken a chance and decided to try her luck, and this had such a fantastic result. So Kinsani Mabuza is Corporate Relations Executive at Ituba and joins us on the line now. Kinsani, what a relief you have found your 114 million rand jackpot winner.
We are so excited, actually. I think it's, you know, it's a great way to start off the year, Jan, really.
Absolutely. So tell me, I mean, this lady only spent 5 rand on a ticket, which suggests to me she's not an experienced or regular lottery player. Or if she is, you know, she doesn't really contribute much.
Look, she told us that, you know, she's an occasional player. And the fact that she played with 5 rand means that she only played for one line and didn't even consider a Powerball Plus. So really, this was a matter of her luck. She said that she was on her way to work, and she saw the queues for the, you know, and she didn't even know what size the jackpot was at the time. So she was really playing for luck, and I think luck was just on her side.
And I think this is the most wonderful aspect of the story. News 24 tells us that this woman was renting a back room in Soweto, and she couldn't even always afford the rent and particularly the expenses required to look after her children.
No, I think, you know, I've had an opportunity to meet our winner. She's really in a place that, you know, deserves this big win. She's got four children that don't even live with her. They live back in Eastern Cape with her mother. And she's finally, you know, relieved about the opportunity to play a bigger role in her children's life. That's all she could really speak about, was how she will be able to go back and take care of her kids the way that she's always wanted to. It's something as simple as just packing lunch in the morning before they go to school.
That really is fantastic. Tell me, I believe that you treated her to a stay at a 5-star hotel. How did that go down with her?
You know, we released a statement. When she walked into her room, she was in so much shock, you know, just about the size of the bed. You know, she turned around and said, "Oh my word, is this big bed really for me?" Wow. And, you know, we sort of all broke, because you take for granted a lot of the times the opportunities that you're given in the life that you live. And here she is just marveling over the bed. So she had a fantastic time with us, and we hosted her really well. And it just speaks to the great winner services process that we have at Ituba.
So does she have any plans as to how she's going to spend this money, Kinsani?
Look, she does. She's had extensive financial counselling. She spent actually a considerable amount of time together with her financial counsellor. Part of her plans is that she wants to, you know, buy a house, move back home, build a house, but also to build her mother a house. You know, she wants to get herself a nice fancy car, but, you know, she needs to start at the beginning and get her driver's license and sort those things out first. But I think first and foremost really is about her children.
Yes.
We can definitely hear in most of the narrative, she's really speaking about her kids' education, putting her kids first, and ensuring that she creates a healthy financial backing for generations to come.
And obviously she'll be given the tools to be able to do that.
Yes, so she's gone through the psychological and financial counseling, which we offer to all winners over 50,000. And I think the amount of time that she spent, you know, she really, we advised that she asked the right questions. She was really engaged. And I think she's not shy and about continuing to engage with her counseling and taking it seriously, because I think she understands the magnitude of her win.
Absolutely. This gave me a little bit of a laugh, Kinsani. She's quoted in News 24 as saying, "I can't wait to drive past my ex-boyfriend in my new car. He'll probably faint when he sees me waving at him. He broke up with me because I was broke and didn't have a fancy job."
I tell you, we all broke up in tears laughing at that because it was a moment of absolute pride. I think it's the small things, you know, that you think about. And it was the small things that she was feeling throughout the process, and it absolutely made us all laugh. It was just brilliant.
Kinsani, that's a lovely story, really heartwarming one. Kinsani Mabuza, Corporate Relations Executive, thanks very much for chatting to us this afternoon. And if you missed the first part of that conversation, what we were talking about was the winner of that 140 million rand Powerball jackpot, a 35-year-old woman from Soweto, falling into a lower income earning group. She was staying in a back room in Soweto and didn't even have her four children staying with her simply because she didn't have the means to do that. And then there were times when she was unable to meet the demands of her rent, you know, and her brother was forced to help her. So this is a really wonderful change in fortune for her. Hopefully she's getting all that financial advice that she requires. She wants to plow a lot of that money into her children's education, which I think is beautiful. And she also wants to give her ex-boyfriend the middle finger, which is not such a bad thing either, Tsakho.